Greetings. Welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I'm your host, Steve Nordyke, and we have just completed week one of NFL Fantasy. Hopefully you guys did better than I did. I have 11 teams, four glorious wins, and seven pretty terrible losses. First, let me just say, these football podcasts, I'm not going to tell you who's a must-start. I'm not going to tell you daily fantasy, you know, play this guy, play against this guy, whatever. I'm going to tell you how to win your league and how to compete, how to make trades, people who you should pick up. I mean, you can look on your league waivers and see, like, if you're in a Yahoo league, you can click on most added and see who's the top ads. I mean, you can figure that stuff out yourself. I'll mention it, but I'm not going to go in an episode on waiver wire pickups. I will tell you what guys you should trade for, what guys you should be trading, and overall strategies on how to improve your team if you've taken losses like seven of my teams have. I also have a limited time today because I'm at lunch, but I am at a training session, and rather than give us a 40-minute or an hour lunch, this dillweed instructor gave us 30 minutes. So we have to get through this material pretty quickly here. If you have any specific questions about players or about trades, matchups, things like that, email me, contact me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com, and, you know, I'll let you know what I think or who you should go for, and I apologize for the noise nearby. I'm sure you can hear it because it's pretty obnoxious. So, let's get started here. Like I said, four wins, seven losses. Football sucks. I have a much harder time with football than I do with baseball. But, you know, the goal is to make it in the playoffs. If you're one of the top six teams in your league making the playoffs, that's the goal. That's what you want to do, because then you have a chance for money. And ideally, you should be number one and two so you can get a bye week. But all we're trying to do is get you in the playoffs and play for money. That's the key here. Keys to my win, some of the players that I had that helped me win, James Conner, I have him on four teams, and one of those teams lost. Alvin Kamara, Julio Jones, Tyreek Hill, and those guys did great for me. And I mentioned in one of the episodes about Tyreek that he could be the number one player, number one receiver, or he could be a complete flame out. And after that week one, he looks incredible. I'll also talk about him in a little bit about trades as well. The losses I had guys like Allen Robinson, Jamal Williams, Travis Kelce, Leonard Fournette, and Chris Carson, and Royce Freeman. Those guys didn't help at all. I also have Le'Veon Bell on one of the teams I drafted live on here. Obviously he's out, so that didn't help at all either. And I don't have Connor because I didn't pick him up because I'm an idiot. So I also made some trades. I traded Allen Robinson and Leonard Fournette before the week started for DeAndre Hopkins, which I think was a good trade. And, you know, DeAndre didn't do exceptionally well, but Fournette got hurt. And Allen Robinson was just kind of meh. So if you have players that you're trying to trade, I mean, football, you know, there's only so many games, you know, it's not a long marathon like baseball. So with football, when a guy all of a sudden is an RB1 like James Conner, you can either hang on to him or try to ship him out. And this situation with Conner and the Steelers and Le'Veon Bell, it's something that I've never dealt with. And, you know, the team that I have Le'Veon Bell on, I traded him. I accepted a trade on Saturday. I thought about it for a little bit, and once Bell didn't report on Saturday, you know, and I'm done with it. You know, he may come back this week, he may come back in a month, he may come back, whatever. He's going to come back eventually, you know, at the latest by week 10 or whatever. And then he may not even play, so who knows. But I needed something for him because this team, you know, is my third overall pick. So I traded him for, who the hell did I trade him for? Odell Beckham, which is a fair trade. I took Bell third, Beckham went eighth. You know, obviously I'm not getting full value for Bell, but he hasn't played. There's no guarantee that he's going to play. So I took that trade, and if I was any of you in that situation, I mean, you're stuck. I mean, if you drafted Bell number one, two, or three, you're stuck. It's a bad spot to be. You're not going to get, you know, no one's going to trade you Gurley or Kamara for Bell straight up. You're not going to get that happen. But you may be able to get, like, you know, I thought Odell was a great offer, and I accepted it. On the other hand, I've been sending out offers for Le'Veon that were not quite as good as that. And I've been offering Thielen for Le'Veon, which I think is fair. I think Thielen for Le'Veon is a fair offer. Thielen's not going to be your number one receiver, hopefully. But you could, you know, the second half of the season, have the number one running back. It just depends on where your team is, how well you were able to do on some of these lotto ticket guys. I mean, if you drafted Le'Veon and then you had Darius Geis and Rashad Penny, excuse me, then you're screwed. You know, you don't have anything. But if you had Le'Veon and then Chris Carson, were able to get, who the hell else did good? Who did really good? I don't know. Royce Freeman, Le'Veon, you know, any of these guys who are actually starting, you're not in as bad of a spot. If you did really good and got the Bengals running back, like his name escapes me, Joe something, then you're fine. You can let Le'Veon chill for a little while. The hell's the Bengals running back's name? It's going to come to me. I don't have any team, so that's why I don't remember. But the Le'Veon situation is really difficult to address. You know, if you're sending out trades, if you have Le'Veon and you're sending out trades to people, they're going to offer you, you're going to ask for somebody like Davante Adams or Keenan Allen, which I think is a pretty good deal for you. And people are going to say no. They're going to offer you Allen Robinson. You know, they're going to offer you Royce Freeman or Chris Carson, you know. And you're going to get pennies on the dollar. If somebody's making a trade to you for Le'Veon, it might be something you want to at least talk about with that other team owner, because they may not offer you their best offer first. I mean, this guy offered me Odell. Great. You know, I think I should have accepted it right away. I shouldn't have risked him canceling it, because I never would have got it back, especially with Odell having a pretty good game and a lot of targets. So that situation is out there. So if you have any specific trade ideas, again, email me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. And I'll get back to you and probably be just as confusing as what I just said. So players that you may have that you might want to trade right now at maximum value: James Conner, Tyreek Hill, Adrian Peterson. You know, those dudes, the four teams that I have on Conner on, I sent out max trades with Conner. He may be an RB1 all year. He may be, you know, number one player. I'm not willing to gamble that. You know, I want to trade for, you know, a player that's going to be solid, going to be really good, because Conner right now is basically Le'Veon Bell. And I want to make sure that I have a little bit of security. If I have David Johnson or Todd Gurley or, you know, some great running backs already, if my team is really good and I have Conner as well, I may want to roll it out or ride it out, you know. Or I may want to take Kareem Hunt and package him with Conner and try to get Gurley. Something like that, which is a great offer, you know, because that person that gets it is gonna be really really tempting, because again, you have this uncertainty with this Pittsburgh situation, and all that uncertainty could make people turn off right away, or could really intrigue people. You know, they have a potential to get Le'Veon Bell, you know, more or less, for, you know, a third round receiver or a second round receiver. It's something you want to look into. Now with Tyreek Hill, If I'm trading Tyreek Hill, I'm going big game hunting. I'm going for DeAndre Hopkins, Antonio Brown, and that is, I mean, I'm not gonna trade too much. I'm Tyreek Hill and James Conner for what's his face, for Julio? No, for Antonio Brown, probably do that. You know, it depends on the kind of league. If it's a PPR league, I may do that because Antonio's gonna get more catches. He's probably going to get more yards. But Tyreek in his returns is going to add. And he had a touchdown just the other day. And he had a touchdown this Sunday. That's huge. So those are kind of trades that I'm looking at. I want to get maximum value out of Conner. And if you're willing to roll the dice and wait a week, every week that he starts, it's just like a fine wine aging. He is increasing in value every single week. So if I'm sending out offers now, you know, I had a guy say he'd consider Derrick Henry for Conner. Because I offered Conner for McCaffrey. And I really want McCaffrey. McCaffrey's a guy I want to target. So just bear with me for a minute when we get to that part. But next week, McCaffrey might not be unrealistic. If Conner goes out there and puts up another 130 yards and two touchdowns, now we're talking some serious stuff here. So every week, he gets more and more valuable. And every week, you might get less and less inclined to trade him. Which is why, you know, sending him out for Davante Adams, Michael Thomas, maybe someone like Thielen. I mean, Conner for Thielen is a doable trade right now. I don't see a lot of people bucking at that offer. That's something to consider, because if you have Thielen on your team, there's a good chance that your team may not have won this week. Because he didn't have, he may have a good game, but he didn't score a touchdown. He didn't have breathtaking numbers like Connor did. So if you're looking to trade, you need to be targeting these bottom teams. And we'll get to that in just a minute here. Let me go through some waiver wire pickups before we talk to trades in a little more depth here. So guys to pick up, if you're looking for defenses, because the Saints killed me on like four teams, they had minus points. And defense gets minus points, that's no good. So I'm looking for New England. They're playing at Jacksonville. It's a decent matchup. New Orleans is playing Cleveland. I have faith that they're going to actually score positive points. And Carolina, they're playing at Atlanta. I think Matt Ryan's turnover machine. Waiver pickups, Quincy Enunwa, Jared Cook, Philip Lindsay from Denver, that third-string running back that did pretty well. I mean, somebody consider, you know. T.J. Yeldon, obviously. He's should be a must-add because if Fournette is injured or misses a time, Yeldon's all of a sudden an RB2 with the potential to be RB1. And actually, before last week's game started, I cut Wentz on one of my teams because he's going to be out for a few weeks. He doesn't do me any good. You don't want guys on your bench that are out multiple weeks that have no value, especially quarterbacks. You know, if you have two quarterbacks on your team or three quarterbacks on your team, get rid of one and pick up one of these flyers. I picked up Yeldon on Saturday. Now he has value. If he plays, he has more value. If Fournette misses any extended time, he has real serious value. Let's see. Philip Dorsett, you may want to take a flyer on him. Kenny Galladay, I would definitely think about adding. I mean, I put claims in on Yeldon on teams. I put Galladay on teams. Jared Cook, I put on a couple teams. Enunwa, I claimed on a couple teams because he's a Jet and I'm a Jets fan. And we crushed the Lions, so that made me happy. Dante Pettis in San Francisco, that receiver, take a look at him. I mean, especially if Marquise Goodwin misses time. Tyler Eifert, he probably should have been picked up on most leagues, but he's somebody to consider, especially with Delanie Walker out for the year. Speaking of Delanie Walker, find out who has Delanie Walker in your league because somebody's starting him because he's like the ninth or tenth best tight end. If they don't have a backup tight end and you do, let's make him some offers. If you have Kittle, if you have Jordan Reed on your bench, time to start sending offers to these guys. And you're not going to be able to swing for the moon, you know. You're going to be looking for somebody like Chris Carson, somebody like Royce Freeman, you know, Robbie Anderson, things like that. Somebody who could really help you out. Or maybe a package. But you're not going to get a lot for a bottom-end tight end. You know, this guy can go to the waiver wire and claim, you know, somebody like Eifert or Jared Cook if he's still there, you know. But if there's no better options, or if you were one of the guys that, you know, if you're one of these guys that takes Gronkowski and then comes back and takes Jimmy Graham, try to maximize that value on Graham, even though he had a crappy game. So we're looking at trades now. We mentioned find the team with Delanie Walker and try to trade with them. Trade for Christian McCaffrey. You know, the write-ups about him were not so great. He fumbled in the red zone, but he was working it. He's an integral part of their offense in Carolina. He's going to do really well, in my humble opinion, as a completely unqualified spectator. But I'm all over McCaffrey, and all the trades I'm sending out are for McCaffrey, especially when I'm trying to offer James Conner. If I had Tyreek Hill, straight up for McCaffrey, it'd be a tough call. Depends how I was at different positions. But trade for McCaffrey. Trade Conner for guys like McCaffrey, Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams. If you have Allen Robinson, or if you have who else would be good? Maybe Thielen. I mean, you could trade Conner and Thielen for Devontae Adams, or Conner and Thielen for Keenan Allen. I mean, those guys are better than Thielen. They're going to have more catches and more yards, potentially more touchdowns. They should be, even though really Thielen did great. But you know, Conner and Thielen, what I would target the upper echelon first before I'd bounce down to this tier, because you never know. I mean, Conner could be out of a job in 2 weeks. That's what you have to think about when you're offering these kinds of trades with Conner as a focal point. If you have Mike Evans, trade him immediately. Find who has the bottom. You know, target the bottom. Like I've always said, every podcast about trades, just work your way up from the bottom. Find out who has the, because if they have players that are struggling, you know, they're going to have top picks still, but they may have had David Johnson, who had a pretty crappy game. They may have had Kareem Hunt, who had a pretty crappy game. They may have had, I don't know, who DeAndre Hopkins had a pretty crappy game. So if you have Mike Evans, package Mike Evans with James Conner, package Mike Evans with Adrian Peterson, and try to get a better player than Mike Evans. You know, if you have a depth at receiver, try to get a better running back. But because Evans had such a great game, And because he's regarded, I mean, generally a third round, late second, third round receiver with potential to be better. I mean, if you add Adrian Peterson, if you add, I mean, James Conner to a guy who's has a first round pick that struggled, it might be something doable. And I hate Mike Evans. So I think if you're a Mike Evans owner, you got extremely lucky in week one. Ship him out. Ship him out before that house of cards collapses there. To package guys together for upgrades. Let's see. You need to have... Your starting lineup should be all studs. Your bench should be lottery tickets. That's the way that... Some people call it stars and scrubs. I don't like to say that. It's not a scrub. You're not picking up some random scrub off a waiver. You're picking up a lottery ticket. So you're looking at, you know, studs and lotto tickets. Studs and tickets. Does that make sense? That's not as cool as stars and scrubs. But anyways, my bench is loaded with guys with who could be an RB1. Guys who could be a wide receiver one. You know, guys who could potentially be a top three or four quarterback, you know, if I have two quarterbacks, which I usually don't. But that's what I'm looking for on the bench. I'm not looking to have Chris Carson on my bench. He's not going to be a top five running back, in my opinion. You know, so what's he doing there? You're going to hang on to him all year just to put him in one game and have him get 9 points or 8 points? Potentially, I mean, he split carries with Rashad Penny. So his time might already be over or be nearing an end. I mean, they talked about him being a bell cow, but you don't give your bell cow the same amount of carries as a guy who missed all of training camp in the preseason. It just doesn't make sense to me. So when I have guys like Chris Carson or Royce Freeman on the bench, I'm trying to package them to upgrade a stud. Even if I have to overpay a 2-for-1, I'll overpay if it means I'm upgrading my starter. Because a starter's going to play every game. And, you know, you get all these sites talking about matchups and who to play and what not to play. And if you have Adam Thielen, he's playing every week. Yeah, regardless of who he's playing against, unless you're ridiculously stacked at receiver. But he's playing every week. You're not going to play a matchup and say, oh, Philip Dorsett here, he's playing against the Packers defense, so I think he's going to have a better game than Adam Thielen. No, you're never going to do that. It doesn't make any sense to do that. You're playing Adam Thielen every week. You're playing Christian McCaffrey every week. You're playing Kenyon Drake every week, pretty much until he starts sucking and Frank Gore starts vulturing all of his time. But you understand what I'm saying there? Does that make sense? Matchups are useful when you're looking to, you know, fill in a flex spot and you have Chris Carson and Royce Freeman. That's your choices. Then you're looking at a matchup. But you're not going to take out Todd Gurley because he's playing against the Eagles. You're not going to do that ever. It doesn't make any sense to do that. So I'm looking to upgrade these starters. If I have Stephon Diggs, who had a really nice game, or a decent game, or Adam Thielen, I want to upgrade them to Julio Jones. Even though it's a small upgrade, and I'm willing to... Joe Mixon. That's the Bengals running back. Joe Mixon. Just came to me. Nailed it. Nailed it about 20 minutes late. So, if I have, you know, Joe Mixon and Thielen both starting, or if I have Joe Mixon on the bench, or if I have Thielen on the bench, or if I have Joe Mixon and Adrian Peterson on the bench, package them both together and try to upgrade yourself to McCaffrey. Even, that may not be the upgrade. Mixon might be better than McCaffrey. You know, upgrade yourself to... I don't know. Who the hell's a second-round running back? Kareem Hunt? Melvin Gordon? Melvin Gordon's a great target. You know, so if you have these guys, or Saquon Barkley, maybe, but if anybody's got Barkley, they took him early because they were on the Barkley train. But upgrade your starters immediately. It's really important. Your bench should be tickets. That's all you're looking for on the bench, tickets. Not a dependable starter who's going to get you you know, a handful of points. You want a guy who can be a rock star. Like I said, target teams who lose and lose badly and lose often. Get their good players before they check out, because eventually they're going to check out. If they go 0-4, they're done. You know, guys who start off the year 0-4 or 0-5 or 1-6, what incentive do they have to hang around? They're not going to make sixth, more than likely. Let's see. If you're looking to get a small value trade, look for guys like Carlos Hyde, Isaiah Crowell. Those dudes were solid. They may not help you, you know, win your league, but they may put you over, you know, a win. If you invested in Chris Carson, or if you got unlucky with some of your, if you have Le'Veon Bell, try to make a little trade for one of these guys, Crowell and Hyde, until you can figure out something better to do. They will come in and be dependable. And Carlos Hyde looked good. Crowell looked really good. They could help you win. Let's see. Before your week starts, this is my final little tidbit here. Before the week starts, cut guys with no upsides, like Devontae Parker. I cut him on like three teams. And I picked up dudes like Austin Ekeler, who did amazing. Picked up T.J. Yeldon when I dropped Carson Wentz. They're not going to do anything for me. Wentz is not all of a sudden going to increase value over the weekend. Austin Ekeler, if Gordon goes down, he's an RB1. So, I mean, there's and you don't have to compete with guys in the waiver wire. You know, the other team's claiming them. So I want to take guys who I can predict. You know, if their number one gets injured, all of a sudden I have the new number one. You know, that's kind of what I was looking for with James Conner. That's why he was a good handcuff. Handcuffs are great until people start being like, oh, you know, I need this spot for someone that can actually play. So they start cutting their handcuffs. But you're going to have dudes on that team like Ronald Jones, Rashad Penny, what did I just say? Devontae Parker, maybe Carson Wentz. They're not going to do you any good over the weekend. Penny had a few carries. Nice, that's great. But maybe that's a bad example. But Ronald Jones is a great example because he's not going to do anything. He was inactive. So why are you carrying him over the weekend if he's inactive? What are you going to gain from that? Nothing. You know, assuming the guy gets, you know, the starter gets injured, Peyton Barber gets hurt, now Jones is all of a sudden back in the picture. But first of all, it's not a pretty picture. You know, if Gordon gets hurt and Keller comes in, Keller's an RB1 easily. You know, whereas if Peyton Barber gets hurt, you still probably wouldn't even start Ronald Jones. I mean, it's not a great offense. If you have Peyton Barber starting as your running back, you're in a bad spot anyway. So there's not a big upside there. But someone like Keller or T.J. Yeldon, you're looking at RB1, RB2 guys. And that's what you want to go heading into the week. Obviously, there's going to be things that happen over the weekend during the games that you can't predict, or you don't have enough roster spots to pick up everybody you want. So you have to adjust and claim guys on waivers, you know, during, you know, now. But if you can be step out in front of that a little bit, you can get these guys. Because I, you know, like I said, that one team I had, T.J. Yeldon, if Fournette's injury is serious, if he blew out his ACL, that one team now has an RB1 for nothing. Whereas the other teams now I have to, you know, get in line on the waiver queue and potentially miss out on every one. You know, I want to be ahead of the game a little bit on those waiver pickups. That's really all I'll say about that. That's really all I got because I have to get back into this training because, like I said, I only got a 30-minute lunch. So, again, email me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com with any questions. I appreciate you listening. And I lost the average Puma League, too, by the way. Not my average Puma, average Joe's League that I share with the Puma. He won, I lost. Yeah, so that's all I'm going to say about that as well. I'm probably going to be last in that league. I just know it. I know I'm going to finish last. It's like you can see the accident coming ahead of you, you know, but you can't swerve to avoid it. That's kind of where I feel with the average Joe's League. I feel like everybody's out to get me. All right, that's it. Good luck. Questions, email me. Average Joe's out and back to training.